Welcome to Layover Secret Life of Flight Attendants, G.I.G. That is...
That mango.
Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And you are pairing my crew member getting his first caipirinha. One is passion fruit and one is the traditional lime. I can't believe you've been here before and haven't had one. What you think? What you think? Which one? What? It's sweet sour. What? Wait a minute.
Strong.
Oh, it looks good. What is that?
It's passion fruit. Why did you waste that?
Because I couldn't get it up the straw. You gotta suck it.
I want to.
You take whichever one you want. That one. You like the passion fruit? So why you waste it? I couldn't get up the straw. Oh, that's not bad.
It's strong.
Ooh, that lime is strong. Yeah, sorry, y'all getting all this action. I was in standby and did not pack for Rio de Janeiro. What I did was packed for wintertime boots and sweaters because I didn't think I was going to get used on standby. And if I did, I thought I was going to be domestic or if anything, Europe where it's cold. But I definitely swore I was going back home. I need to get ready for my birthday trip, January Capricorn season. Right around the corner, I'm going to the Philippines. So all my summer clothes, dresses, and bikinis are packed up. I was not ready for this. They told me an hour before, oh, guess what? You're going to sign the trip. Where? Where am I going? On standby, an hour later. G.I.G. You know, I don't know airport codes. So here we are. On the beach, cloudy, maybe 75, cool. Very nice day. I haven't taken a lot of pictures. It got me paranoid to pull my phone out. I think it's going to get snatched. Everybody sent me a list of things to eat. So I need to find this garlic chicken that I can't pronounce. And we'll see what happens. This episode of The Layover. Happy New Year. Happy 2020. Season 2? 3? I don't know if I named this yet. I'll figure it out. We have taken our caipirinhas and moved down beach to a resto bar called Inca, where we are going to try the frango pasarinho. Pronounce that all kinds of wrong, but it's the garlic fried chicken, chopped up, that everyone keeps telling me to eat. So we are going to go ahead for that. We got here early in the morning and went straight to breakfast because it was free for us, and I guess all the crews go. So we actually sat and ate with another crew member, two other crew members from Atlanta, so that was cool.
Is this the frango? Did you want something else?
Maybe a little after I'll get something.
Drink the coconut.
To drink. You know what? That is something I don't like. It's coconut water.
You don't like coconut?
Because it doesn't taste sweet. Like, I always wanted to. It's not refreshing to me.
Have you tried the revelation. Real coconut water?
Yeah, out of a coconut?
Yeah.
It's weird to me.
The frango one.
Yeah,
it's not sweet.
How we got it?
I always want something to be a juice. A juice. It kind of reminds me of a sugarless syrup, almost.
It depends
on the fruit. Coconut. That's what I need. I need a sweet coconut in my life. Coconuts. Way over G.I.G. Rio de Janeiro. This was a 9-hour flight. People really cool. It did not take a lot of effort, even though I'm extremely exhausted from spending my New Year's in Germany with my best friend. And you can listen to that interview on Traveling Grace and Mercy at Travel Grace Mercy on Instagram if you want to follow that. And don't forget, you can catch me here at The Layover, THE.LAYOVER on IG for any pictures that I might happen to take during this trip. But go back and listen to the previous seasons and previous layovers. I need to figure out what to drink. So I want to know, was the pina colada frozen? What are we working with here? And since we're weaklings, I mean, I'm already feeling nice from the caipirinha and my lack of sleep. So those two things are working together. Oh, I can't wait to taste this chicken. Come on, Frango. All right, so the Frango al Pasarinho has arrived. Fatness first. Let's see what such a delicious fried chicken has to offer with lime squeezed on it. Yeah, it's good. There's like a couple home fried chicken spots. Garlic seasoned fried chicken wings. Very good. Very good. And a pina colada. So the exchange rate crazy low over here, I guess you'd say.
Thank you.
I think I love it. Oh, good.
It's good, right?
Mm-hmm. It's like 18 reals, like $4.50. 10 is $2.50. $2.50 for a caipirinha. I'm told down. Mm-mm. I'm very happy for this chill layover, GIG. Rio. This is the layover, the secret to life of flight attendants, GIG. Rio. In Brazil for the first time, and you can hear the crustiness in my voice because I crashed. So, after my crew member and I went and ate that delicious chicken dish that I cannot pronounce, we walked all the way back up the strip. I didn't realize how far down the strip on the beach we were. And we went up to a rooftop and got some beautiful views. And it was cloudy here today. So it had a really nice breeze. It might have been 78, but it was a really nice breeze. Still got a slight tan, because the UV rays, I knew it was strong. You could just feel the sun trying to push behind the clouds. And it was crazy how hot it was up on the very, very top floors on the lounge versus being on the ground. I love the views. No, I didn't make it to Christ the Redeemer statue. And it looks so tiny on top of the mountain and so far away. Like, it's amazing how small it is from where we're looking in the city. But then when you see the photos of it, it's like huge. It's so gigantic. So one day I'll definitely come back to go there. But like, I'm exhausted. I was so tired. I really didn't think I was going to get used. Everyone's like, you need to pack for everything on standby. You need to pack for all situations. Well, I tell you, I didn't think I was going anywhere. And if I did, it wasn't going to be somewhere hot. Not at all. I was not ready for it. And I was just tired. Like, I'm surprised we got here. Went to eat breakfast right away. And I just pushed through and stayed up. And went, you know, walking and eating and drinking. And I was in bed by 2 p.m. And I had no problems with it, because some people are like, oh, you have to stay up because you're gonna mess up your sleep. We have to get up at like 5:30 in the morning anyway, so I'm going to sleep. You're hearing my waking up voice from crashing. I'm going to go back to sleep and get up early in the morning. This was a cute little first time visit, seeing everything. I was encouraged, do not go in the water. I said the ocean is really, really dirty. I haven't talked to anybody else who's actually swam in the water, but for recommendations, like walking along the edge of the things that you're stepping on in the bottom of the ocean, because it's not clear. It's not like a beautiful blue green type of ocean, and you can see the foam is kind of brown from high up. So I don't know if I would put this as a beach destination for me to actually come and enjoy, as in getting in the water, but definitely hotel and laying on the beach and maybe hotel pool and drinking and walking around is worth coming to visit. It's beautiful. So I can't wait to come back and see what all tourist things I can get into these beautiful mountains. Oh my gosh, Rio is so gorgeous. Rio's gorgeous. I didn't get to have time to even learn any Portuguese and practice any phrases, which is what I like to do when I know in advance that I'm going somewhere. Like, my brain is still in German from spending New Year's in Germany, in Cologne, and practicing phrase nice, y'all. Just Happy New Year and all the other few phrases that I memorized. So Portuguese didn't get any of that in there. Barely got obrigado. I don't even know the female, the masculine, feminine versions of that word. Like, just take this one word that I do have and accept it. But this was fun. Make sure you go listen to other episodes of The Layover on all your favorite podcast apps, and you can follow Instagram, the.layover, THE.LAYOVER. Happy 2020, and this is the first episode, I believe, of season 3. Unexpected. So I hope you enjoy listening to the adventures I get in with my crewmates, or even by myself, and all the delicious foods and drinks and cultures that I come across here on The Layover, the secret life of flight attendants. I'm your flight attendant, Dacia. Thanks for listening.